to be this tired. I'm way too old to work this hard. The money comes, but not for long. And when I'm dead, I'll say I'm done.
This is Maricela Barrera with the Tejana Rescuacha podcast. Today I'm sharing interview that I conducted with for Tejanas out at Cardenas Bar and Grill, which is down Castroville Road in the deep west side and Mero Hueso de San Antonio. Had an incredible conversation with this familia Cardenas. This bar, grill, grocery, kitchen goes back to the mid-1940s. So they have open shop back then, back in the day, as some of us, or some of them say, the good old days. And they're still open, doing their work, serving the most fantastic burgers that this Tejana, Maricela, me, loves and craves. And some of you that knew me back in the 90s might remember that I was a firme vegetarian for many years. And I gravitate back mostly to that type of diet, vegetarian diet. But since I've been a mom, every now and then I eat burgers, and I'll only eat a hamburger, cheeseburger, from Cardenas Bar and Grill over in the west side. That is the only hamburger I'd eat. Well, if I'm drunk sometimes, I will maybe stop over for a Whataburger. That's rare, but it's been known to. Okay, I also have a brisket taco from Garcia's over here off Fredericksburg Road in San Antonio también. So those two, only sort of meat dishes that I have in my life. So Cardenas, neighborhood place that we all want, that we all crave. We all want a place where we go in, everyone knows our name, and they know what we like. They know what we drink, what, in this case, what we like to eat. For me, I was fortunate to move to San Antonio 2002 at a time where Salute was still open. So Asnath Dominguez, who was also my inspiration for producing this particular podcast with the sisters over at Cardenas as cantineras, female bar owners. And so I had a place for many years, Salute. Asnath made everyone feel at home, comfortable. She knew that I wanted an ice cold tecate, and it was the coldest tecate in San Antonio, and a shot of tequila on the side. There was a stool with my name on it, at least my the imprint of my butt, because I sat on it every Friday listening to Esteban Jordan live and in the flesh, just maybe a few feet from me. Those were the days. Those were my days. But imagine a place that's had those days since the 40s. Imagine the people that go there. Imagine the multi-generational people within a single family that have been impacted and been going there. So it goes back a generation. And that's part of what makes this place special, is that the history of it is shown at the walls of this place. It's a beautiful place, Cardenas Bar and Grill. If you haven't been there, do so. It's down Castroville Road. They do have a Facebook page. So the way I was introduced to this place was by a friend, a fellow teatrista, I'll never forget, Julie Marin, who said, hey, let's go to Cardenas. This was after a Jumpstart performance that we had over in the West Side that I was watching. I wasn't in this particular Garpa, which is a traveling, literally flatbed truck that where we've produced some shows on. So yeah, let's go check this out. And so I went with the group and Divine. She's like, have the cheeseburger, have the combo, which comes with a beer. And so I did, and I crave it ever since. And since I'm talking about it, I'm craving it. So I need to visit really soon. So these sisters that primarily run this place take it to heart. Went back on a separate occasion, and I was sitting there with some other people from Jumpstart as well, Jumpstart Performance Company. And that was Kim Corbin at the time. We were the two remaining. And they asked us if we wanted to help make tamales. And we dove right in and prepared some of the corn husks with the masa. And so I was sold. So this might be my new place where everyone knows my name. It's a great place. I highly recommend it to go in and support these mujeres. So we're going to be listening to them throughout this podcast. I had an opportunity to sit with them back in September of 2019, and they share some stories. So sit back, pop open a brisky, cerveza, bironga, and enjoy a conversation.
Linda Cárdenas.
Elisa Rivers.
Gloria Flores.
Victoria Lopez.
All right. These four Tejanas are part of the Cárdenas grocery legacy here in the west side of San Antonio. And you all, you've been living and loving and working in Texas all your lives?
Yes.
Yes. So... we want to hear from you. What does it mean to be a Tejana, to be from Texas for you? And it's something different for all of us.
I think it's a mixture of culture, of heritage, of family. It's like a pot with everything in there where you have English and Spanish and Spanglish. And you have American food and Mexican food, and then you have Tex-Mex, where you hear country and you hear Spanish, old Spanish, and then you hear the Tex-Mex, and you hear country. It's like here you hear all that kind of mixture, and you're like, okay, the old regular customers are here, but we have the new crowd because you hear the new music.
Yeah.
So
in that you have that a jukebox, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so like country, you go back to country because I remember my first concert ever was Johnny Rodriguez. Okay. Y'all remember him?
Yes, he used to come by here.
What?
Yes. He used to come by here.
Johnny Rodriguez was
Regular customer.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, okay.
He knew my brother and my family.
That's so fantastic.
Yes.
Okay, let me ask you something else then because you used to have another famous neighbor, Esteban Jordan, that lived around the corner.
Yes,
he would come in here.
On occasion, yes.
Okay.
His daughter comes on occasion.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
We had Angelica Maria come in the 70s. Oh, yeah. And we had some other Mexican.
Coyote Blanco.
Uh-huh, Simon.
Yes, we had Stella Núñez.
Mm-hmm. Those are old Spanish singers and actresses that would come by here because there was a recording studio down the street.
Oh.
So they would come by and eat, have a drink or something.
Do you remember what that recording studio was?
Marzal Productions.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, and it's no longer there?
No, it's no longer. The building is there, but they're no longer there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's so interesting. So all, like, convergence of just people from the neighborhood coming in and sort of just grabbing some comida, cerveza.
Yes.
So when did this, your place open?
In 1949, they started with a fruit stand.
Okay.
That was the story where they started selling in front of the house.
Mm-hmm.
this is was the old area of the house, and they would sell outside just from the back of the truck, the baskets and things
like
that.
Patio, mm-hmm. Like a little patio.
So
Tia Vita knows the story because yeah. she's my mother's sister.
This
was the kitchen right there. And it was the store was not there, only the house, and my sister would sell from the window. She would sell tomatoes and fruit, and the customer would come to the window, the kitchen window, to the door. The front door was there, and she the people would come and buy, you know, the thing from her, the fruit, and whatever she was selling here. And I don't remember how many years she was like that, and it was started in 1949, and then my brother-in-law built that store, but it was a little store. It was way over there, and there was a space between the house and the store. And then he made it big, and she attached it to the house.
So it's been expanding and growing.
Yes.
That's so interesting. So you remember a San Antonio that we could only, like many of us living here now, especially since we're growing so quickly, that we could only imagine, you know? Mm-hmm. And how has it changed? What's like the a big difference of how San Antonio has changed, you think?
Well, at that time it was a very safe town to begin with. All the people were very friendly, and you can go anywhere at night. You could walk to the movies, and it was different from now, you know, very different.
Mm.
I was born and raised here in San Antonio. I live here all my life. I'm 84 years old, and I live here all my life.
Wow.
I used to help my sister here on weekends.
Uh-huh.
I had my job over there, but I used to come and help her every weekend.
And where was your job over there?
I used to work at Judson Candy Company on Guadalupe Street and Flores.
Uh-huh.
I worked there 27 years.
What did you do there?
I was a candy packer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I would come to help her here on Friday. I would help her because there was a company down the street, a construction company, and on Fridays all the people came here, and she would cash the checks for all those employees that mm-hmm. used to work here down the street. And I used to help her in the store while she was cashing the checks. There was a lot of business here at that time.
Mm-hmm. And that's what, like, you were saying, I used to work at the Judson, and then I worked here, and then, mm-hmm. like, do you think that's what we do? You know, like, we, do we overwork ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do we? Like, why do you think?
Sometimes I think we overwork ourselves, but at the same time, it pays off because, you know, it's for our community, it's for our really, like, their customers, our friends, our neighbors. We see them as day after day, some of them, and we consider a lot of them, they're just like our friends, you know, come here, visit us all the time to see us and to, you know, for us to wait on them, serve them and all that, and it's all good, you know, it's all good. Yes.
It's all good. So mm-hmm. so it's like it's hard, you can't turn off, or it's hard to turn off work because work is your life.
Mm-hmm.
Is
yes.
that
yes.
Would you agree that? Yeah?
Yes.
Well, many of us I think can relate to that, you know, in different workplaces, you know, I hear about community. We're working with our community, or, you know, that's people that have that mindset, you know, that I found is hard to turn off work. You know, we bring our work home, you know. Anyone else, like, have jobs outside of the Cardenas?
No.
No? So this is your family business?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
you all, the tamales I had here at last holidays were some of the best I've ever had. They reminded me of my mom's or my abuela's. That's pretty good. Going back to my abuela. So what is your favorite thing about Cardenas? Let's see.
To me, it's serving, like, good food, homemade food at a reasonable price. And our customers sometimes, maybe they don't have enough money,
mm-hmm.
but we serve them something good. Something homemade,
mm-hmm.
something warm, you know, and it's made with love.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I always tell my customers, the food we serve here is like if it was for us. That's the way we make it for you,
mm-hmm.
just like if it was for us. It's not good enough for us, and we try to change it, modify it, add more to it, you know, whatever, but it's the way we serve the food, just
right.
like if it was for us.
Right.
Yes.
Well, it bring me back memories from when my sister was here.
Mm.
Yeah, And I'm very happy for them to keep on with the business after so many years. My sister used to, she worked day and night here, mm-hmm. and she was pregnant, and you would come in the morning, you would see her pregnant, and in the afternoon, you would come, and she already had the baby. And
oh, really? Okay.
Pretty Janie. Oh, she got a little girl. In the morning, she was pregnant. Well, she's at home, and she's laying down, she got a little girl. She was always in the business, and that's the way these girls are. You know, I'm glad that they kept on with the business
for
so many years.
This is something our parents made and worked so hard for it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have to continue it.
Yes. So tell me about your parents.
We have a lot of memories here and at home.
Mm-hmm.
Very traditional. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was just a very good upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
So you were talking earlier about an intercom. Like that's like so you had an intercom here.
Oh yes,
and then
to the house. The intercom yes, to the house.
So that was like even before like
communicate.
Yeah.
So we could probably get up and do something that she wanted us to do, and she wasn't able to go over there and tell us, mm-hmm. or to bring something that she needed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's efficient.
Are you awake? You need to wake up. Or
before baby monitors, there was the intercom, right?
Yes. Not yes. Call us, come and get your breakfast. Come and pick up your breakfast and take it over there to the house. Yes.
Yeah.
Because she would make his breakfast here.
Mm.
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
She was very devoted. Very devoted to her business and to her family also.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, what are some of the traditions then that you mentioned? You said.
I think it's just like my dad, if I remember when he would make barbacoa here,
mm-hmm.
and you would come in running to get, and he would have your two taquitos set on the side,
mm-hmm.
and he would just serve them for you, and you'd run back home to watch cartoons. And just my mom, when she was off, we would be coming from school, and we knew it was a full meal with dessert,
mm-hmm.
and just seeing her here making tortillas, or I remember her standing up front waiting on the customers, and you just have those flashbacks of her and my dad.
Wait, dessert with
everything? The full meal with dessert, a pie, a cake.
Three-layer chocolate
everything.
Cake.
What?
Everything was made, because that was her day off, but that's when she would take the time to say, you know, I'm making the extra, the dessert. We knew that was there. We knew the food was here all the time, but the dessert was the extra because it was homemade.
Uh-huh.
She would always do that. On Tuesdays when we're off. And then if that extra day you had for some reason we would take that Monday, okay, we were going to go to see my dad's relatives in Platonia or mm-hmm. Rosenberg or things like that.
Mm.
You know, those were some of the things. They'd pack up the car and go.
Mm. You're saying Platonia?
Platonia, where my dad had relatives, that's mm-hmm. where we would go on that extra day off that Monday.
Mm-hmm.
We'd travel over there and we'd visit family. Those were the things that they would do, and that's what we like to do. Also. My dad was born in Welder, Texas,
mm.
and my mother was born in Trawl, which was like a little ranch. That's what she told us, Trawl, Texas.
Mm.
But her parents were, of course, from Mexico.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, that's as far back. That's why we would travel to those smaller towns, because my dad, who had a bigger family, that's where they were at, in Rosenberg, and at one time, Welder and Schulenberg and places like that. When I would see some of my brother's friends, I thought they were really proud of the West Side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought the way I heard them speak, it was like planning to do, like maybe just ride around in the car, which was big then, you know, just
the drive-in movies. Uh-huh.
The drive-in movies and
things
that they enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
Canteen dances.
Mm-hmm. And in another sense, you also heard like, okay, the West Side is the lower
mm-hmm.
part of town
mm-hmm.
where your education might not be as good as other parts of town. Don't go to the West Side. We still get calls. You're on the West Side, the bar's on the West Side of San Antonio. What's the crowd like? You
it's
still
safe.
Get
mm-hmm.
that little
safe, yeah.
that little where you think of
right.
those things. But we've been here since 1949, I tell them, and we're still here. So that should tell you something about the place and about the environment,
mm-hmm.
because we're not here just to serve a meal and serve a cold beer.
Mm-hmm.
We're here as an example for women and maybe for children who are the future,
mm-hmm.
because we see children come into the store who want to read a book and they don't have books at home. But we have books here.
You have books here.
So they get to read them here, mm-hmm. and sometimes they take one home. And we tell them, if you read here, you get a gumball, you get a popsicle, you get a little toy, you get something.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some kids that come and they know and they get their book and they sit down. And they just like that. They just, because you're trying to get them to look forward.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want them, I mean, it's nice to stay, but it's also look forward to something better.
Yeah.
Don't struggle all your life. It's not about a struggle. It's not.
You said you want your examples of, you know, being business owners.
Business owners.
And
women,
you know, business owners, which, you know, is still not like an everyday thing. I just read article that women are still making, like it takes us 2 years to earn what a white male earns in 1 year. That's it's like overall, you know, across other. So that's like,
wow.
I'm like, wow, that pissed me off.
Yes.
So I was like, oh, that, you know, that's because a lot of women I know are like, work, you know, we work here, we work there, it's hard to turn off, you know, we have families,
mm-hmm.
we have multiple, you know, sort of work environments, that, but, you know, that's part of what we love, I'm like that too, but it's still, you know, it's that little piece of reality that, you know, it matters that you're here and you're
yes.
open.
Yes.
You know, it matters that, that people continue to discover you, you know, and that people, you know, and it's testament to the environment that you're, you know, your regulars, and like you said, you've been here since 1949, and the evolution of a business, like from fruit stand to grocery, and then to kitchen, and then to what, like a bar, ice house,
an ice house,
right? Because you met you, so you're like a more like a traditional ice house, you know, in San Antonio, which is a dying breed because they're now a lot of ice house posers, you know. And but this is a real deal right here, you know.
And our customers, sometimes they comment on that. They say, don't ever close. Are y'all thinking about closing? I said, we saw a sign outside. There was a sign outside, but it was like a sign that had like a realty company on one side, and my sister had used it to put a sign on the other side.
Yeah.
But the other side, you could still read it. You know, that realty for sale.
Oh, okay.
So people kept asking, you're not selling, because then where are we going to go? And they don't come, like, every day, but they're still concerned with not it being open, you know, so that they can come in whenever they're just so used to it, seeing
yeah.
it open, I think, for so long. But sometimes they say, don't ever close here. I said, well, we're getting old.
So have there been those places that have closed down that you're really sad about, like, as part as, you know, that fabric? Or do you spend like all your time here?
In this area? In this
like
area?
Right here.
We've seen a lot of bars close down
mm-hmm.
the street. We saw Delicious Tamales
mm-hmm.
close.
The Meckler's, the store.
Uh-huh, the store
oh.
across the street
mm-hmm.
closed.
They were German. They used Meckler's. To have a store. Right
oh.
there.
Mm-hmm.
They closed
what
it
kind
down.
Of store? Like
it
a,
was a grocery store with oh. a meat market, deli in the back.
When did that close down?
I want to say maybe 10 years ago.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you know other female ice house owners, like cantinas?
My aunt was the one who just closed her bar.
Mm-hmm.
She had a bar on Nogalitos.
That closed in November after 31 years.
Nogalitos, really? What bar was that?
It was over there near Division.
Mm-hmm.
Nogalitos and off Division. It was called El Vacilón Club. We were there since, 87. We opened in 87. We had it for 31 years. But
mm-hmm.
it was, we closed in, me and my husband passed away 9 years ago, and me and my daughter, she went in with me, and then we had to close it because they was running out of hand with those drugs, you know, the drugs and everything. So
yeah.
we got afraid. We were afraid. And so I told her, turn in that license, so if later on you want to open another one,
oh.
they can give you back that license
mm-hmm.
because if they close you down, you won't be able to get it. So we close it down in November, this past November.
Well, sorry I didn't get to go check it out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 31
years. So Nogalito Street
uh-huh.
off Division.
What is it like? You said it got increasingly...
It was a bar. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, difficult to be running it because of the changing
yes,
neighborhood.
the people, the mm-hmm. young, the young generation, you know, it was getting out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
There was a sell drugs right in front of you, and they didn't care. They didn't respect. Mm-hmm. There wasn't any respect at all. So mm-hmm. we had to close it down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But way back, it was, we had a lot of business, me and my husband.
Yeah.
We opened in 1987.
What kind of music did you play?
We had DJ once in a while, but it mm-hmm. was only the jukebox.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and the people would make their birthday parties there every now and then, and we had a very good business.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else you know that, like, female cantinas, like, proprietors? Y'all are rare.
No.
Y'all are rare and in the same family. Like, <that's> I know one other one, Azaneth Dominguez from Salute, where Seven Jordan used to play.
Mm-hmm.
Every Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was you know, she ran that for many years before she was displaced. Because, you know, a lot of different complicated stuff, things that
yes.
bring you to close a business, you know?
Right, right.
And sometimes it not only hurts, like, you, but it hurts a community,
yes.
you know? So that's why, like, being here, you know, and seeing, like, y'all talking or hearing about talking about community. That yes, if you all weren't here, then what? You know, with all the customers that come and sort, you know, pull up a bar, have a couple of chalupas with
mm-hmm.
fajitas.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that plate and I was like, okay, you know, that's why I'm gonna order next time, because it's that sort of like home away from home.
Yes. And they come and they order their beer and they say, let me have a pound of ground meat and I need bread and I need cheese and I need onion, tomato for the week. And they're waiting for us to sort out their order and
uh-huh.
they'll eat something mm-hmm. and drink their beers and then they'll get their groceries and say, I don't have to go anywhere. I'm going home after work. I got my things for the week.
Hey, wait, what? You have what we can
ground
order?
Meat,
oh, no, we can order
yes.
groceries
yes.
while we drink a beer?
They
yes.
sit down and they tell us what
ladies
they want.
And gentlemen.
Like Mr. Robert, he's here. He's been going all week to HEB. He hasn't gotten there yet.
Yes.
Oh,
he says,
okay,
I can't
right.
make it, so I'm going to be here, and I'm
mm-hmm.
going to drink my beers. And last night, he's leaving with his bag of bread and, I guess, cold
doesn't
cuts that he needed. He said, I can't make it to HEB because I cross the street and come in here.
Uh-huh.
So he's taking his groceries from here.
Oh, that's
so.
Convenient.
Convenient.
Yes.
And we still have that big chunk of Wisconsin cheese, the big
uh-huh.
13-pounder, and we'll slice a big chunk from there, and you'll be able to make some really good chalupas at home. And we have good homemade tostadas. We sell them also by the dozen, and you just get all your things here. Salsa, guacamole,
oh,
whatever you need.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
I
somebody,
like that better than curbside. I'll
yeah.
tell you what.
Yes,
somebody once said, all you need is a washer and dryer here so I can come and wash my clothes and you have everything.
Wow,
yes.
that's pretty brilliant, though.
Yes.
I mean, that option.
We thought
yeah.
about it.
Yes,
we said, just
did.
One. We
yeah.
could put it
at
back
least
there.
yeah, right.
Yes.
Yeah, bring a load.
And I could see the people folding their clothes right on the
drinking
table.
Their beer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you have some personalities, I guess, that you've, like, connected with over the years.
Yes.
Do you have, like, how far back, like, are your regular customers? Do you have someone that's, like, saw this place in the 70s, you know, that's
yes.
still coming in?
Pariente. We
Pirri.
Call him Pariente.
Uh-huh.
Pirri.
Uh-huh, and Pirri. Mm-hmm. I think Mr. Pariente is, like, what, 80?
Mr. Pariente is 84.
84?
Mm-hmm.
Pete Gonzalez, I know
Pete
Gonzalez.
Oh, Pete
he still lives down the street. He still comes.
Mm-hmm. Comes for groceries and food.
Mr. Escalante, Tony
Escalante.
Escalante. Yes.
Yes.
Are all from back in the days.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Escalante is our only customer, last customer left that takes out credit here.
Oh.
Yes.
yes. You sign your
That's
receipt.
Interesting.
You just give him his little receipt paper from the register, and
uh-huh.
then he just puts his name on there, and he's all good to go.
Uh-huh.
No credit card, he doesn't pull it out or anything.
No. And so you used to do that, and now it's like...
Yes.
It's just going down,
yeah.
down, less and less customers.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. For that, you know, for the credit
for
that, and all
that,
because...
You know where to find him.
Yes.
Or he'll come.
Yes.
It's right here you'll
yeah.
find him,
yes.
probably.
Yes.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, this definitely has a vibe... from even like my, I don't know, I just remember like it has a feeling of my father's workplace too, mm-hmm. which he used to be in the fruit packing business. And it just like reminds me, like that section in the other side reminds me of the ladies' locker room. And, you know, because they used to hang out there and they, you know, had, and it was like similar light. I don't know, just like made me like sort of reminiscent of also my, you know, when I was growing up. And so that's nice.
A lot of people say that to our customers. They mm-hmm. say, I remember going to my neighborhood store and this store reminds me of, mm-hmm. or my tío had a store and I remember going in there and every time I come in here, I remember my tío because he used to have a store or.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And seeing that's also sort of very entrepreneurial forward that you have the grocery, the kitchen, the bar, you know, and all working together,
yes.
you know, because yes. It's like that's also like what do you do to continue to thrive and be here, you know, for your customers. So you've expanded like that. And I think it's, you know, now it's like I said, it's like people try to like sort of carbon copy it, and it's just like it's not the same at all.
The history's not there. Mm-hmm. The stories.
Mm-hmm. So what are your, like, I was here for the tamales. That's one tradition you all have. You make tamales, and then you if you happen to be here, lucky you, when you have them, and then you pass them out.
Yes.
To
our customers, yes.
Yeah. How was this place like when the Spurs, like, are on a winning streak?
We had fireworks when they won the championship.
Yes.
Yeah. We had fireworks.
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody was all excited.
We were running outside. We're playing the music with, like, all this championship music, and we, like, turned it up.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Everybody was all excited.
That was even...
We're all the, like,
yes.
with the broom sweep.
Yes.
Sweep.
Yes.
Did y'all have that?
Uh-huh. Oh. We had it decorated.
Okay.
We had
it flags.
Yeah.
We had our big flags and everything. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. I was at a bar that actually they tore down at the, where they built the new Walmart down the street on, by a post office that used
yes,
to
yes,
be
yes.
there.
Yes,
there was
yes,
a little bar.
Oh, the fountain room?
Yes, that was such a great little
yes.
space, the
mm-hmm.
fountain room. And I was like, I'm just grateful I entered that space
mm-hmm.
to check it out. But I'm so sad that, you know, that's gone.
Yes.
You know, because I remember being there after a Spurs championship.
Oh, okay.
And then there was these three
mm-hmm.
abuelas, the,
yeah.
you know, with the brooms.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Man, that place was clean. You know, that floor was clean during that sweep, but it's the same feeling here.
We have some young people that I guess they work at the Guadalupe area, and they come and eat our burgers.
Those are the ones she's talking about, right? Mm-hmm. That they
uh-huh.
brought you here.
Yes,
the
yes.
younger ones.
Yes,
okay.
the younger ones.
Yeah, the younger
they
ones.
Still
yeah.
come.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
still come and eat
yes.
their burgers
mm-hmm.
here, and you have that new generation that comes,
mm-hmm.
and then sometimes you get the ones that come back with their children.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and they say, now I'm going to bring them. And then you get the ones that have their children and say,
mm-hmm.
you remember when I was running around here and with my dad, well, look, I brought my child.
Right.
And, you know, so
it's definitely family friendly.
Yes. Or a lot of people
yes.
that have moved away from San Antonio, they
yes.
come and visit their family here in Christmas time and they come and see us as well.
Mm-hmm.
We came by because we always used to come here. We used to live around here. We used to take cold cuts, bologna and ham and all that. So they come and even see us.
And they say,
too.
You're still here?
Yes.
I had to stop by because I saw the light was on. And I said, let me see if it's the same people. And I opened the door and you all are still here. And they're like surprised. We
they're
had a gentleman said, yes.
Yeah.
He said, it's
yes.
been 25 years since I've been here. And I know because I left the military. He was telling me the story.
Mm-hmm.
He says, but I came for the plug fuses for the house, the old house plug fuses.
Uh-huh.
He says, and I told my mom, Cárdenas has to have them because we always used to get them there.
Really?
And this is 50 years later, sir. You still want the, you know what I mean? They
yeah.
still have that mindset where they're going to walk in and it's like, ta-da, here
and
it is. You know, you don't have to go
no.
anywhere else.
One-stop shop.
Big thank you to the West Side and to family who stops by and you kind of don't get to see them the way you want to because you're
mm-hmm.
here, but they come and see you, and so you put them to work. And then they pick up a story from there.
That's right.
And they pick up a story from there, and they retire, and they say, oh, I just came to clean the windows.
Yeah.
My tia Vita.
My
tia Vita. Oh, y'all were busy, and I couldn't come yesterday, but I'm here today. And, of course, our parents, because they set that path. And the new generation who still wants us to be here, because you think the young people don't want to see us here anymore, you know? But they do.
Yeah.
They do, and they tell you they don't close. We have a big family that comes, and they're all, you know, they always come and eat carne guisada tacos, and they say, don't close, because this is where we would come with my parents, you know? So they want us to stay.
Yeah, they have their memories that they've made from here.
And a lot of blessings that we've gotten, you know, from God, of course, we know. Watching over, and our brothers who have passed, but we know they'd be here. They could. Well, they're here right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Thank you all. And let's introduce ourselves one more time. Mm-hmm. Full name.
Linda Cardenas.
Elisa Cardenas Rivers.
Gloria Flores.
Victoria Lopez.
All right. Gracias.
Thank you.
As we close out this fourth episode of Tejana Rascuacha, I want to give a shout out to Radio Esperanza, who has supported this podcast from the beginning, and also the National Association for Latino Arts and Letters, who helped make this possible. Y también like to give some shout outs to Alison Alonso and her EP, Romantic, that can be found on Spotify and other platforms where you find your music. And also Cristel Horta Puente, who photographed these mujeres that we listen to here on this podcast, Las Cantineras. So I appreciate all of y'all. And you know I'm Texan when I say all y'all. So this is Marisol Barrera, trying to get my website back up, and with a dedicated also website for Tejana Rascuacha, which I'll do soon. It's been a busy fall, summer and fall, so we're regrouping here and moving the sonda forward. Thank you. Be safe. It's gonna take a lot more than a positive attitude, high enough to reach the sky. And when I come back down, I'll crawl right in to you. Crawl right in to you. Quiet, but in my head the screams got louder, louder. Ooh. You say you wanna get me high. It's gonna take a lot more than a positive attitude. High enough to reach the sky. And when I come back down, I'll grow right in. You say you wanna get me high. It's gonna take a lot more than a positive attitude. High enough to reach the sky. And when I come back down, I'll grow right into you. Grow right into you. Cry.